This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Policy Thursday, we join the National Milk Producers Federation's Dairy Defined podcast, whose special guest is Congressman David Valadao from the Central Valley of California, a dairy farmer who also serves on the Appropriations Committee, updating National Milk on a variety of issues, including the latest government funding concerns.
Obviously, the concern is that we're $28 trillion in debt, and obviously the amount of debt for the country is of huge concern. These past few years, especially during the pandemic, spending has gone up quite a bit. But through the appropriations process, we obviously have a lot of responsibilities to make sure that certain programs are funded. They play a vital role in many people's lives, not just agriculture. But my committees that I serve on, my subcommittees, the USDA, FDA, so U.S. Department of Food and Ag and Food and Drug Administration, is one subcommittee, and the Military Construction Veterans Affairs, I mean, two vital committees for our country, making sure that the resources are there for our farmers, for keeping our country safe. But we also have other important priorities for the country that we have to focus on. So hopefully we get moving quickly on appropriations.
One of the biggest challenges agriculture faces in Washington sometimes is simply being understood. How do you use your experience as a dairy farmer to inform your colleagues on important issues for dairy and ag, given that so few have experience with agriculture and none have the same experience level you have with dairy?
So I try not to be the annoying guy that brings up my past all the time, but I do like to bring in a lot of different stories. And sometimes it's things as simple as pictures and videos of things that I've done on the dairy. One that I've always enjoyed bringing up and people get a kick out of, especially when you're talking energy policy, for example, is digesters. And my family's farm just got our digester up and going and working. And so I love showing people the picture of my son and I on top of the digester and other videos of me actually walking across the top. And it's always amazing because then people start to ask more questions about what we do, how we do it. Sometimes it's pictures of us chopping silage or different things. And people do get an interest in it because they actually get to see it. And I've actually had members of Congress come out to the farm and take tours, and even members of committee staff and my own personal office staff have all been out to the farm. Some have actually milked cows even.
The NMPF Young Cooperators Group, people who are going down some similar paths to where you were just a few years ago.
Yes, I started through a lot of the same programs. I actually had a chance to be here in Washington, D.C. a number of years ago with the Young Cooperators, and got me involved in politics, got me involved in representing my area. But farmers have a responsibility to be a voice in their communities, and you can be a voice at all different fronts. Obviously, I'm here in Washington, D.C. I spent some time in the state legislature, but you've got government at so many different levels that need to have our perspective represented and given us the opportunity to have our voices and continue to have the conversation about the importance of agriculture, the importance of our communities, the importance of the role we play in keeping our communities fed and safe. So I talked a little bit about how my background in agriculture, just like theirs, can have a positive impact because we get involved in so many different types of things on our farms that in a lot of ways relate to so many different segments of society. And it's actually a great foundation, I think, for people to get involved. I think it's a great background, and I really encourage these young kids or young farmers to get involved in their communities and in politics in general. With Congress, we have a pretty amazing system where we have people with all different backgrounds. And so obviously I'm not a doctor. I didn't serve in the military. I wasn't a school teacher. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a farmer. And we all have our different experiences. And when we have tough issues on the House floor, having access to these other members who have these different backgrounds and expertise is helpful. And asking questions and having those conversations comes back as a benefit because these folks come back and ask me questions about things that I'm dealing with or I've dealt with or of my own personal background. And so it is really nice to be in that type of position. But I mean, obviously in the dairy industry, we do a little of everything. We do nutrition, we do health, we do construction, we do manufacturing, we do processing, we farm. All those different things that you do on a farm, you're kind of a jack of all trades, master of none, gives you a little bit of taste of so many different topics across the spectrum of things that we deal with here in Congress.
That's Congressman David Valadao, Republican from California in the Central Valley, and the latest Dairy Defined podcast that you can listen to in its entirety at nmpf.org. Our thanks to Alan Birga and the National Milk Producers Federation for that report. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.